98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East with the Best Mix in the Morning Show and your Coast Social Network on the air, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And every Wednesday morning, we get the chance to speak with Lisa Cripps Downey at the Berrien Community Foundation. And, you know, last week, Lisa, we talked about For Good Grants, and there are more great For Good Grant stories that have happened right here in Berrien County to share. Remind folks what a For Good Grant is all about.
Our For Good Grants are competitive grants that the Berrien Community Foundation holds. We hold two grant cycles every year, and we recently awarded over $100,000 in our For Good Grants to 18 local nonprofit organizations that are doing amazing work in our community. And one thing that we really noticed this round was that, of course, COVID impacted a lot of what we were seeing, and those nonprofits were being so creative in how they needed to respond, changes that they needed to make, assistance they needed to make in order to do the good work that they do. And St. Joseph Today was one of those grant recipients that is really out there working to help improve our community, bring help to our business district, and bring community together in a nice, safe way that we can this summer. And so Amy Zapel, who's the executive director of St. Joe Today, they were awarded a For Good Grant this time around, and we wanted to make sure we brought Amy on to talk about the amazing work that they're doing.
Amy, it's great to have you on, and of course St. Joe Today is always a great part of the Coast Social Network each week, and so you know, I imagine a For Good Grant is part of the many ways in which St. Joe Today has been able to continue to keep growing and serving more of the community over time. So tell us your story at St. Joe Today of how you used your For Good Grant.
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited to share our story with people. Thanks to the, you know, we wouldn't be able to do projects like I will tell you about without support from the Berrien Community Foundation's For Good Grant. So we came up with a, you know, our team here is amazing and creative, and we came up with a project called Love Local. So it's a repeating event. It'll happen the third weekend of June, July, August, and September. And it features a Friday night concert, St. Joe Farmers Market. On some of the weekends in the summer, there'll be Lake Bluff artisans there, and of course, there's Antiques on the Bluff. So the most important thing that those events do is, as Lisa said, they bring community and communities together. They also support our local farmers, our local artisans, small local businesses, by, of course, having those vendors here on the Bluff and participating. But all of those people that come to see those vendors also stop in our downtown. They visit our community. They invest here, whether it's, you know, for ice cream or a sweatshirt or a lunch or dinner or whatever it might be. But they spend time here with us and make our community a little bit stronger by their very presence. The other thing that we're doing is a little placemaking. So we have, if you remember, in 2019, we were lucky enough to be able to do a temporary mural on the Lake Bluff stairs. This year, with the help of the from the Berrien Community Foundation, of course, we will be doing another temporary mural. Should be installed before the 1st of July, and we are excited to have folks come look at that, to interact with that, and do what they do in St. Joe and in Southwest Michigan, which is, you know, be happy and be together and invest in our communities.
And Amy, the process of applying for a For Good Grant is fairly simple in that as long as you, as a nonprofit, explain, you know, some of these great ways in which you can connect dots for meeting the needs of what your organization serves to the resources that Berrien Community has to offer, it makes the ability to apply for this grant a fairly simple thing in nature, because if there's a project that, for example, St. Joe Today is passionate about, it is pretty simple to get that application in, and which you all obviously have done and were awarded this fantastic grant. So what does it mean to have this kind of support from Berrien Community Foundation?
Well, you know, it means a lot is the short answer. The longer answer to your full question was, you know, the process is, the application is pretty simple. The other thing about dealing with a grant application from the Bering Community Foundation is the team there, that staff is, they are willing to help. They'll take questions. They have workshops that support both new grant writers as well as experienced grant writers. It's a wonderful resource to have just to write the grants. The fact that you have a resource to that feeds the grants is even better. So, what it means to us is that that what we do in our community to support businesses, to support the people that live here, the folks that come visit, that it's recognized. And I think, through the last year and a half or so, I guess, the ability to be seen is so important. And the Bering Community Foundation certainly does that. They seem to get right to the heart of the matter. They connect resources with people, resources with causes, resources with places and things that need to be supported. So we're very, very grateful and very proud to deal with the Bering Community Foundation.
And Amy, we appreciate hearing your St. Joe Today story for this For Good grant. And Lisa, we want to, of course, offer an opportunity for those who are listening that are nonprofits and otherwise to apply for the next round. How do they do that?
It's pretty simple. You can visit us on our website, which is beringcommunity.org, and click on the grants tab. Our next For Good grant cycle deadline is September 30th. But when you look on our website, you'll see that there's all kinds of grant opportunities available for nonprofit organizations, churches, schools, government organizations that you can apply and try and get funding from the Bering Community Foundation. And if you ever have any questions, you can always give us a call. It's 269-983-3304.
All right. As usual, thanks very much to Lisa Cripps Downey from the Bering Community Foundation, as well as our guest this morning, Amy Zapel from St. Joe Today, joining us here on the Coast Social Network. It is brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.